Turning left to the ladies, I used to drink. Not gaily, but with a whiskey hammer every night that drowned the dullness of a day spent denying the things that were woman of me. Small thing, the men said. The taste was bitter, but easier than pulling out individual pinpricks of pain. I wouldn't let my wife do this. Want to see a dirty movie after work? Fuck her. Once I drank all night, so in the morning, gold. Everything looked, didn't it, brighter? Red wine, brandy, scotch or gin, it didn't matter. All poultices. Desperate not to drink alone, I'd beg, jibe, challenge, jeer, anything to make you keep me a wet, a weary company. Don't leave me, I said. Terror like an awkward duckling rising roughly off its pond. What right have they? I swallowed harder, a double. So many terrors. The terror I might not be able to do this. The terror that maybe they were right. Only a woman and all that. I drank as if I were a flower dried up and seeking rain. I drank as if it would open a closed vein of wonder. I drank as prayer, as petition, as penance. Plea. I like you now, the other carpenters said. I like you soft, a little unfocused, a little loaded. Not all that unladylike push and buzz. Drunk, I acknowledged anger. Went home, dead sober.